Are you interested in understanding GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro? Then join us on The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, the groundbreaking podcast helping people change their lives one episode at a time. The Plus Sides podcast is a disruptor. We're breaking down barriers, smashing stereotypes, and sharing inspiring stories that'll leave you feeling informed and empowered. Join us every week to learn from doctors who are specialists around GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro. They'll provide you with science and facts to validate these incredible stories. But that's not all. We'll also bring you the voices of the GLP-1 Mounjaro TikTok community, real people who face the challenges of obesity, related diseases and disorders, and discovered the incredible plus sides of GLP-1 medications. Our episodes are filled with heartwarming stories, laughter, and moments of triumph. You'll connect with our amazing community members who are reclaiming their health and experiencing their fullest lives. Are you ready to embark on a journey of discovery and empowerment? Tune in to The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, and together we'll change the narrative around obesity and end the stigma. Subscribe now on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform and join our incredible community. Let's celebrate the plus sides of life together, because every story deserves to be heard. Every life deserves to shine, and everyone deserves access to expert knowledge and medication. The Plus Sides Podcast. You're not alone. It's not your fault.
And weight loss with Iveem, the top prescriber of GLP-1 medications. GLP-1s combat cravings, stabilize blood sugar, boost energy, and balance A1C levels for a regulated body and a kick-started weight loss journey. Iveem makes medical weight loss accessible, affordable, and personal. Schedule a free consultation with a medical provider to explore if GLP-1 medications are the right fit for you. Goodbye restrictions. Hello, Iveem. Your path to sustainable weight loss.
Officially down 120 pounds.
I am down 34 pounds.
Food cravings have subsided. I'm feeling amazing in my clothes.
I'm feeling better. I feel like I have more energy.
The process is a breeze. I can message my doctor at any time, and the entire prescription and medication was sent right to my door. Weight Care has helped over 15,000 people lose weight. Join them today and get $150 off your first month. Book your appointment at joinweightcare.com.
Change rooted in lasting, evidence-backed wellness. Say goodbye to unsustainable diet culture with Friday's Weight Management Program, a nationwide virtual care platform built to address your biology.
The reason why I started Fridays is that I noticed that patients with obesity are often improperly treated and told to eat less and move more. Well, the science is in, and we now know that obesity is a chronic medical condition like high blood pressure and diabetes, and that there are many factors, including your genetics, that play a role in the development of obesity. We understand this at Fridays, and that's why we make sure to order labs and specific medications that work with you and your biology.
We're revolutionizing weight management, steering clear of weight loss fads, and embracing a scientifically driven approach. Our program charts a path to a healthier you, leveraging evidence-based treatments, nutritional support, and a team of specialized clinicians dedicated to guiding you towards optimal health. We ensure swift appointment scheduling and provide a knowledgeable insurance team for handling prior authorizations for GLP-1 medication. Fridays will also provide safe, compounded GLP-1 medication alternatives with fair and industry-leading pricing. Our eligibility quiz will match you with the provider that corresponds with your medical needs. Go to joinfridays.com to begin your journey to a healthier you today. Welcome, welcome to the Plus Sides Podcast.
Yes, welcome.
Lydia said she's going to go to all of them and pull out my little welcome, welcome. The only one that it doesn't sound bad is when we had Rosie O'Donnell on, and I go welcome, welcome,
because it couldn't even get out. We were excited.
You think
we were so spazzing out?
Yeah, we love.
We were so excited out that day.
Got my nails done.
I did not. Oh, nice.
For the write-off people.
I did not.
This is like, so anybody that, like, I'm going to write these off. if you guys know.
I got my nails done.
You did? Look good. Yeah. All right.
Yours look great. Thank you.
I did. Complete hangnails and everything. It's sexy.
Yeah, it's time.
Ooh.
I have anyway.
Write off people.
We'll direct.
You're on a show now.
Okay. Anyway. To my hands. I think it says the ADD tick.
So, sure. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I get that. So let's get started.
I feel bad.
So how's everybody doing? Good.
It's fantastic. Today is 3/19 and our community guest only, she's the only one that knows the significance of 3/19.
Well, we'll have to invite her in just a minute. You can tell us about it.
Such a nerd.
Because this isn't going to air on 3/19, but we could, yeah, it's still fun.
I know, but listen.
Well, no, we have an editor. We need time.
It's a great song.
I like when these things happen, you know? Like, I'm just, I'm all about relationships and connections. And I just, and when things happen, and I don't know, like, I have felt since the beginning, and y'all know I'm not super crazy religious, but I do consider myself a Christian. I do believe in God. And I have felt from the beginning for this podcast that I have been guided. So it's always very difficult for me, candidly, when people give me compliments to take them, because I do feel like I've been led the entire way. And so anytime we make these connections with these people, it feels like it's supposed to, you know? So it feels a little bit like home today. And I like that when it's nice and calm and chill, that we'll have some good energy infused as soon as we invite in our guest.
Today is serendipitous. Yes. Yeah.
Serendipitous indeed.
Very, very
serendipitous. All right. Well, I think people probably know who we are, but just in case, I'm Kim and this is the Plus Sides Podcast. And I have been taking a GLP-1 for 18 months. I've lost 100 pounds. It has changed my life. I used to have obsessive anxiety. It turned off like a switch. I don't have food noise anymore. I'm in control of all my choices. So even when I make a mistake, I'm okay with it because it was mine, you know? And it's changed my life. And as soon as you've been sick your whole life, and then all of a sudden you're not anymore, you just don't want to shut up about it. So you become a GLP-1 evangelist. Hallelujah. That's my story. And Kat, who are you? What are you doing? Why are you here?
I'm Kat Carter. Kat Carter 7. I lost 70 pounds taking Mounjaro.
No, say it right.
Mounjaro. Okay,
you know.
Yeah.
Like a good Nebraskan.
Old Mounjaro. Yeah.
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 Yeah. 70 pounds. I am the member of, or a member of, the Slow Losers Club. I got to take a second to shout out Dr. Rentia.
Me too.
I caught one of her TikToks and she said, I don't know where these people are saying that they don't think about eating. They don't eat. I eat. And I was like, my people, I found her. Yes.
Dr. Rentia also does a lot of strength training like you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
right. So you're not alone out there.
Yes.
If you're a slow loser, it's okay.
Yes.
I still like to eat. I don't know about these commercials that say that you don't like to eat, because I on a Mounjaro, I can still throw down. Then I stop. I stop. There's a stop sign. Mm-hmm. And then I don't feel like eating 20 minutes after I'm full. So Mounjaro has really worked in that respect. I am a recovering, I call it recovering binger. I have suffered with binge eating disorder. I've always been on some sort of diet program since I was little. And that's the nutshell of this nut.
The nutshell of this nut.
The nutshell of this
nut. I have had two of these.
How about you, Dickie? Who are you? Why are you here? What's going on? How you doing? What's up?
Well, I'm on Mounjaro.
Yeah.
Mounjaro.
That's why.
Don't you know?
Mounjaro. And I have the type 2 diabetes.
Diabetes.
And I'm not laughing at type 2 diabetes. I'm laughing at someone just said it, okay?
You go.
Wait a minute.
Look, because I don't want anyone to say she's laughing. No. A nice little autoimmune mixed in there. And latent life obesity.
Yay.
Yeah. But I'm so happy to be here. GLP-1, the medication has changed my life in all aspects of my life, all aspects. And I'm here with these two fabulous ladies and we're in a movement and we're just going to keep moving and we're going to see where it takes us.
Yep, we are. We are.
Yeah.
Trying to elevate the conversation. Oprah's late to the party. We started it first. I love you, Oprah. Okay. Let's invite our friend in.
And if you caught, like, I caught a somewhat like Dr. Toomer quote from Oprah last night where obesity and weight is the last acceptable bias.
That was, I was, all I could think was,
Dr. Toomer
knows about the podcast.
That was Dr. Catherine Toomer.
That was Dr. Catherine Toomer's quote right there. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard it anywhere else. She's the only person I've ever
pumped it out there.
You know, she was like, it's the last discrimination we allow. And Oprah had a like different version of that. And I was like, Oprah knows.
They're getting
I think that Oprah watches our podcast.
I think she probably has people that watch it and sends her clips.
I think so. Maybe Harpo Productions team watches it and sends her.
Especially now that she's like making a series. Like, hello. Exciting.
I think it will be a series. I do.
I hope so.
Seriously.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
How much do you want to bet that I get some sort of child, how Oprah is a child trafficker on the current viral Oprah video I have going?
25 cents. I bet you 25
for everyone I get.
I bet you a quarter. Let me
see. I can't even. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I feel I mean, we're already at like 9,000. So I feel like it's going to be a lot.
Yeah. 25 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come at me,
this
bro.
This thing is flying. Like, look, what is it doing? It's flying.
Yeah, it's flying. It's flying. Here we go.
It's flying.
It's cool. I tagged it. It says join the movement and plus size is linked on it. So hopefully it will get us more people to know who we are and what we're trying to do and come be a part of it and heal and grow with us, you know? KK? All right, guest time. Here we go.
Guest time!
Hey, Deanna. Bum chip.
Oh, hey,
popped up there. Yeah, you did. Wasn't that fun?
Wapow!
You're looking especially gorgeous today.
Thank you so very much. So happy to be here. I don't know where you want me to start. I have so much to say.
I want to know about who you are.
20 podcasts with what I have to say, but tell me where you want me to start. Cool.
So people that maybe should be watching may not know about the viral video. And I think maybe if you explain that and then track backwards a little bit, that might work.
Okay.
You know?
So,
And you can talk about what your usual content is.
Right. You know? Yeah. Well, I'm Deanna Bomchica Cologne. Yeah, yeah. And I have a little show on TikTok called Go Fork Yourself. F-O-R-K.
She's also a Prince fan. I had to get that out. Today is 319 day, and I'll let it go.
Okay. All right.
Purple bracelets and everything.
Purple fan. Okay.
Purple fan. Big purple fan. This one was purple. You just can't see it. So basically, let me start from November 2023. November 2023, I got on the scale and I was 260 pounds. Let's start there. There's a story before the 260 pounds.
I like it.
I was 260 pounds and that's my trigger number. That's my number that goes, WTF, what is happening? I'm gaining crazy weight, WTF.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be clean here. I had a friend who hired a trainer who lost a lot of weight, and I was very inspired by him. And I reached out to the trainer, who was a male, and he said, I don't train people, but my wife does. I didn't do my homework. I didn't even look at her Instagram. He hooked me up with his wife. I sent this be $1,000.
Whoa.
And she sent me a diet every day that looked like it was cut and pasted. It was ridiculous. A 6 day a week workout plan, which I found out afterwards, when you're a health coach, you're supposed to do a movement thing with your client and make sure that they can handle the repetitions, she had me doing a minute long plank after 30 lunges. It just crazy shit for a 260 pound woman.
Yeah.
But I did it every day. The other thing that I didn't deep dive on that I realized after the fact is that sadly she was a massive fat shamer. She was the person that says, stop with your excuses. Those are all excuses. You're not predisposed to being fat. You're not predisposed to this. You're not just everything, diet and exercise. You've got to want it more. You've got your excuses. If you can just commit and sacrifice for the next year, and then you'll be here. And by the way, guys, now we'll go backwards. Literally obese my entire life. Mm-hmm. Been on a diet for, I remember eating one chicken tender at 14 years old a day to try to lose weight. Like one chicken tender. Like I'm going to have one chicken tender today and lots of water to lose weight. God, please, I'll do anything to be normal. Just not to be fat, not to have cellulite, not to have these big fat thighs, not to have just my whole life. Two weight loss surgeries. Over 15 years ago, my first one was a lap band that broke inside of me. My second was a full gastric bypass. And with the gastric bypass, I did get down to about 209 pounds. But that was also with serious dieting, watching what I was eating. I was working out. I was doing a kickboxing class 5 days a week. I brought my skinny girlfriend to it. She puked the first class. I mean, it was intense. Okay. So always very extreme. Always a lot of trauma. My weight caused lack of self-love, self-worth, self-confidence, which led me to abusive men. That was a fun time. Abusive men in every way possible. Abusive friendships, because I had zero boundaries. Just love me, guys. Just be my friend, because I'm so fat. Just be my friend. A lot of effing trauma, guys. Just, yeah. I'm getting teary. It was just, you know, and constantly judged. Constantly. And by the way, throughout all of this, I wasn't going to the McDonald's drive-thru 3 times a day. I wasn't up at 3 at night ordering Uber Eats. I was eating normal. Bagel, 2 eggs in the morning. Okay. You know, a sandwich for lunch, you know, a piece of steak, some broccoli and a potato, maybe a little dessert, gain weight. Like to me, that sounds like a normal person's 3 meals. Maybe I'm wrong.
No.
But anyway.
Right now, it's totally right. Normal.
Yeah. Okay. So I, in my head, I'm like, okay, maybe I put cheese on the eggs. Ah, you know what I mean? Like I wasn't eating 5,000 calories a day and like, oh. And by the way, anybody who knows me, and Kim, you've known me for 5 seconds. I'm a really busy person. Active, going, moving. I have 7 dogs, a husband, a 25-year-old daughter. I run 4 businesses. I don't have time to read. But let's get to November of 2023. So you know the deal. Fat my whole life, struggled my whole life. Everything's in the toilet. It is the one thing I can't accomplish. I would always lose weight on Weight Watchers, keto, Jenny Craig, you name it. I've done absolutely everything, guys. Liquid diet. Liquid diet. Did it all. Of course I would lose the weight. But as soon as I had a half a bagel, I gained 9 pounds. Okay. So 2023, sign up with a very, 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 very toxic fat shaming health coach. Had no idea. We butted heads a lot on that. She has a video out, Body Positivity is Bullshit. Body positivity kept my happy ass from taking my own life. A lot of people don't get that. A lot of people don't get that people like us that have been in a big body. I am not talking. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to exclude you, but I'm not talking to the women who had 2 children and now are 30 pounds heavier than they were. I'm not talking to the women who are now premenopausal and gaining weight. I am talking to you have been fat your whole fucking life. Lydia, don't take that out. Like, really? We're talking about editing. Don't take that out, bitch.
Oh my God.
Your whole motherfucking life. Like,
I get it. But I feel your passion so, so hard right now. So yeah.
Because guys, it's like diet and exercise or just eat less. Everybody's got a fucking solution. Have you done it? You know, last night watching that Oprah thing, until you've walked a mile in my shoes, shut your motherfucking mouth. Everybody needs to shut up about other people's bodies across the board. shut up.
Period. Not even period. Just wait. Stop talking period. About the
yeah. I want to make a shirt. I'm going to make a shirt that says mind your body and your business.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm not playing with you. I have an apparel line. It's coming.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Woo! We'll put it in the link in the bio and all the things.
We'll do it. Apparel, baby. All right. So toxic health coach. It was right after the holidays. I took the liberty of eating what I wanted on Christmas Day, which wasn't a lot. She scolded me for that. I wish you would just have your chicken breast and your broccoli. Bitch, no, it's Christmas. Fuck you. I'm not. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, same fucking thing. Fuck you. I'm going to have a glass of champagne. I'm going to have no. So that viral video, I was in the gym, my gym, working out. It had been about 2 weeks after the holidays. I was working off my 14 pounds that I gained because I had a ravioli and a piece of turkey and a half a cup of eggnog, right? I gained 14 pounds over the holidays of the weight that I had lost.
Yeah, I get it. I'm the same way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm halfway through the workout video. I mean, I'm halfway through the workout and I just gotten on the scale and it wasn't moving and I lost it. Like, this is the part nobody films. And it was directed to every, and guys, if you haven't seen the video, again, Deanna Bomcheek on TikTok, it's up
people
there.
People very rarely film this part of their weight loss journey. Being in here in the morning in my home gym, working out. Today's my weigh-in day. And for like 3 weeks, I've been the same weight. This is like the moment when I just get so frustrated. And those people out there that want to be like, just diet and exercise. I'm on week 9 of diet and exercise. I'm on week 9 of barely no carbs, sugar, clean keto. Like, even if I wasn't doing clean keto, I love these people on TikTok like, oh, I'm doing dirty keto and look how much weight I've lost. I don't know what other people are doing, but I am telling you that my weight has been a lifelong struggle. And if it was so easy just to diet and exercise, I would do it, because anybody who knows me, anybody out there who knows me, knows I am the most resilient, hardworking, committed person. When I put my mind to something, I don't fail. But I'm having a morning. It's like, what am I fucking doing? What am I doing? I'm every meal, it feels like I'm torturing myself, sadly. I can't have anything that I want. You make a nice Asian dish, you can't have rice with it. You know, Italian dish, you can't have pasta with it. You can't even have a piece of toast in the morning. This is the side nobody records. This is the side, this is the fat people side that people don't get. Those people that are waking up saying I'm fat and I love myself, it's because they've had so many mornings like this, they fucking gave up. Sorry for swearing. This is my frustration for all of those just dead and exercise. You're lazy. I'm lazy. Are you in the fucking gym this morning? Are you in your makeshift garage doing fucking lunges that are killing you? And then getting on the scale and seeing nothing happening? 9 weeks. I'm down 15 pounds. What, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? I took a little bit of liberty. I didn't eat exactly what's on my plan. And let me tell you something. I gained 7 pounds in those 2 days. 7. So this video is for all of you fat shamers. This video is for all of you people that like to just throw diet and exercise at us. This video is for all you people that don't know at all, do not have a concept of what it's like to be in a bigger body your entire life. I am not talking the mom that gives birth and gains 30 pounds. I'm not talking to you, girl. I'm not talking to those people that are getting older and, oh, I'm gaining weight now. I'm getting older. I'm not in my 20-year-old body. No, I'm talking like since you were born, you have been bigger than every fucking body else. You want so much to be normal, and there is no normalcy for you. There's no normalcy. So you just decide to fucking love and accept yourself, and then you get your glorifying obesity. No, I'm just trying to stay alive, bro. I'm just trying to stay alive. Trying to stay alive in this world that hates me. That's what I'm trying to do. But I'm in here, and I'm gonna shut this video off, and I'm gonna go back to this fucking workout, and then I'm gonna go eat my eggs and my avocado like a good girl. Very fucking frustrated. Sorry, I'm frustrated. This video is for everybody who just wants to say, oh, just do this, just do this. You have no fucking concept and you never fucking will. And for everybody struggling like me, for everybody struggling like me, everybody who's out here like really, really trying and you're struggling, I'm so sorry. And I am empathetic towards you and I know what you're going through and I understand the frustration. I love you. Nobody says they love you. I love you and I think you're beautiful. I think you're beautiful. I think you're a masterpiece. Maybe we were all not meant to be in perfect little normal bodies. And I know some people are going to see this and say, oh, she's just feeling bad for herself. It's another excuse. You have no concept. None.
Prologue video to that video.
Watching it, I'm crying all over again. I don't want anybody to feel bad for me, but to sit on your pedestal and tell me that I'm not trying, that I'm lazy, the stigmas that you would just attach to fat people because it's easy. Stop. That's what this video is for. Stop. Because there's a lot of us in big bodies their whole life and tried and tried. I literally feel like I have been on a diet since I was 8 years old and I can't fucking beat it. I cannot seem to win. So stop your fat shaming. Stop saying we're glorifying obesity. Stop saying we're lazy. Stop saying we eat this and this and that. You have no idea. You have a fat shamer in your life and you haven't been able to put into words. You haven't been able to put into words what it feels like to be in a bigger body your entire life. Like, maybe it's something beyond diet and exercise. Lost hundreds of pounds. I have not been able to sustain it. I have tried everything because I'm not over here glorifying obesity. I do not want to be this way. I would do anything to be normal. And I'm trying. That's what this video is for. So watching it and editing it, I'm going through it all over again because the pain is so fucking real, bro. I'm not going to fucking give up because I don't give up. I need to share the frustration and put fat shamers to bed and shut them up. If you are one of those people that have been 300 pounds, 250 pounds, and you lost 100 pounds, and now you have decided to fat shame everybody, you're an asshole. Because you, more than anybody, should understand what it feels like to be in this body. Again, I am not talking to the people that have gone through their teens and their 20s and their 30s. Oh my God, I'm a size 6. I've never been a size 6. The last time I was a size 6 was when I came out of my mother's vagina. Oh, and I have a mother that works out every day, really watches what she eats, and has never been under 200 pounds. Oh, let's just forget that aspect medically. Let's just use that as another excuse, Deanna. I truly don't believe that fat people choose to be fat or want to be fat. I do know and believe that there are fat people that have tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and are just sick of hating themselves. So what do? They love and accept themselves as they are. So all you fat shamers out there saying we're glorifying obesity, X, Y, and Z, like really, please, really don't know what you're talking about. Thanks for watching my TED Talk.
The whole video really is it's a moment, right?
Yeah.
But it literally, I didn't find one comment that was like, you're a fat piece of shit, go die, which I'm used to, by the way.
Right? I know.
It was, oh my God, you said everything I've been trying to say for the last 20, 30, 40, however old the people. It's like, I am so tired. I'm so tired of so many things. I'm so tired of the stigma that's attached to fat people. You're all lazy. You're all fat. You don't want it. I would do anything to be normal, a size 10, to see under 200 pounds. I mean, the day I see 199, you're not going to be able to get me off the floor. I'm going to be a fucking mess. I haven't seen under 200 pounds in easily 20 years, ladies. Okay. And that video blew up. I don't even, where are we at? Almost 300,000 views at this point. I have no idea.
It's everywhere.
Multiple health coaching. Yeah. I mean, multiple
health. Oprah picked it up.
Right. And for Oprah's, I mean, Harpo, so you guys know, they reached out, could we use this? And it was like the beginning of that entire thing. Not a lot of people got to talk, but you heard me being like, this is for all you fat shamers. Cause I, you know,
yeah, you were so done. And we were all like gasping.
I'm still done.
Like it was so like, I don't know, like a visceral reaction for me. Like we were just, it was cause everybody's thought it and everybody's felt it. And
It was a big moment for a lot of people. I actually made a connection with a personal trainer that saw that video and that thought it was awful. And then actually is against all that, who invited me on her podcast to talk about GLP-1s. And yes, she had never done it before.
And she what?
And she invited me on her podcast to talk about GLP-1s. And she had never, a good one, not the bad one you're thinking of.
Very supportive.
Very supportive.
Oh, so she saw the video and
you saw the video and knew that you and I, she saw my video where I was like, hey guys, like I, cause there was tagging me like crazy. Right. And I was like, we're cool. We're together. You're not tagging me anymore. You know, that's what she saw.
I have not seen one health coach or fitness person tag my video or duet my video and shit on it.
Yeah.
It's been health coaches being like, and this is the problem. And this is what, and listen, there are a lot of freaking bad ones out there.
There are bad ones, yeah.
But I actually luckily had people in my DMs offering their services for free. I will do anything to help you. I'm pushing nothing on you. That was moving. Yeah. I met you, Kim. I met Lydia. I met all of you ladies. Yeah. And then, you know, Kim, you then told me about Fridays.
Yes.
And I don't take Advil.
Yeah. That's what she told me when she's like, I don't take medicine, Kim. I don't do it.
I was very afraid. Listen, guys. And the other thing too, at the point that I met him, it was 242. I was down like 18 pounds with the toxic trainer. I mean, anybody would be down 18 pounds.
Yeah, anybody.
With that.
Yeah, I was starving. It was great. I was eating my own hand in the middle of the night. At that point was like 242 and you introduced me to Fridays. And by the way, I have no ailments. Thank you, Jesus. Seriously. I'm not pre-diabetic. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have high color. I'll show you my blood work. I got with everybody. You're unhealthy. You're unhealthy. Actually, fuck you. No, I'm not. By the way, toxic health coach would say, you're going to get a lot of this, just letting you know.
That's okay.
Toxic health coach said,
this is my platform. We can do whatever we want.
Okay. The toxic health coach heard that I'm normal, that my blood work and everything's normal. And she's like, well, that's based on the national average. Have you seen The Nation? That's what she would say when I said that my doctor says I'm healthy and my blood work is healthy. Crazy shit. Anyway. Fridays. So I started, I am on week, tomorrow is week two of Zepbound 7.5. I think I'm like you, Kat. I've been eating normally. As a matter of fact, Kim, when she met me, said, Deanna, if you're going to do this, if you don't start eating carbs, we can't be friends.
I was like, one of us has to eat bread. Yeah. Cause I can't eat bread and it makes me so sad.
No, listen, I have so much food trauma. I mean, I made a video of me walking 2.5 miles to and then back to get pho because I didn't feel that I deserved to have a bowl of pho.
Yeah.
Unless I literally walked 5 miles for it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit, right? But Kim said to me, because even when I started, I was like, okay, I'm going to like really just eat proteins and veggies. And Kim's like, Deanna, you can have a piece of bread. I'm like, no, I can't. Like, she was like, we're not going to be friends unless you just allow yourself to eat what you want. So
how did you find the energy to work out if you didn't have any carbohydrates at all?
This is just like how she is. She's just like a beast.
Wow.
Seriously. Yeah.
Wow.
Also just complete and utter disgrace and disgust will motivate you.
I was getting tired.
Yeah, but I was at the bottom of the barrel. Ooh. Like again. How am I 260 pounds again? How did I gain 50 pounds in 8 years? What the fuck is happening? And you know, guys, like I literally said, babe, somebody walked up to you. You've been married to me for 8 years. You've been with me for 10. If somebody walked up to you, put a gun to your head and said, you have to tell the truth. Is your wife like a big fat pig? Like, does she eat all day and sit around and do nothing and eat junk and eat sugar and eat blah blah, eat fast food? And he's like, I would not have a bullet in my head. Absolutely not. That's not you. I don't eat fast food. I don't go to fast food. I cook all my own meals. I really limit sugar. What?
You have like a whole show about cooking, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, and again, it's not the most cleanest diet, whatever, but like, but I'm not eating the vacuum.
Yeah. It's not like what they say you eat. Like if they're, that's the thing is they're always, everybody's like, oh, you must pick out a McDonald's. Like that's sort of like the stereotype, right?
If I, anybody wish. Needs, I wish. You know?
Right?
I wish. Yeah. Yeah, I wish I could get a Big Mac when I wanted a big, no. And also too, when I eat that food, guys, because I really do try to stay away from processed food. When I eat food like that, I feel like immediate shit or I feel sick. Like, and that's off the meds. I'm saying in general, I'm like, ugh. Like, I just don't, ick. I love fruits. I love vegetables. I actually love good food, you know, because I'm in that world, right?
Yeah, totally.
Right.
But first month, so I went to eating normal. I was advised by Kim, by Lydia, by Dr. Sina, by Dr. Jensen. Just eat. Eat what you want to eat and just relax.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's dangerous. That's scary. I'm going to gain all this weight back that I work so hard. But I will say month one of 2.5, no movement on the scale, but I ate what I wanted, which was weird. So the meds were working because usually I just gain.
Yes.
Month two of 5, same thing. No movement, a tiny feeling of restriction, like a little bit.
Yeah.
But no movement on the scale.
Yeah.
7.5, 1 week. I moved from my stomach to my thigh, by the way.
Mm.
I don't know if that's making a difference.
I like moving it around.
But
yeah, me too.
I feel more restriction. Mm-hmm. And I got on the scale. I was like, pretty steady at 242 and 238.
That's great.
One week. Whoa.
And tomorrow I'm going to weigh because it's my Zepbound day.
Sure.
I try not to weigh every day. I'm a little obsessed.
Yeah.
I'm a little obsessed. But
it's very exciting.
It is. I do want to wait on my injection day to have like a little bit of a record. So yeah. I'm thinking that when I get on the scale tomorrow, God willing, I'll be down
something
4 poundsy, maybe. But I really want to find these people that are like, oh my God, so I started Zepbound 2.5 and I've lost 15 pounds. And I'm like, who are these people? Yes.
They're losing inflammation. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
On this journey, don't compare. So
there's somebody like that for sure, where they're just like,
There is.
That you will have weeks where you won't lose anything or you gain, like, and then the next week you lose everything you gained, you know, and then this is how it works for most people. And then when you lose everything you gain, and then you lose more. So you actually didn't gain at all. The scale looked like you did, but you really didn't. You were just retaining some water, you know?
Right.
That's like usually how it goes. Yeah. Well, I go like every week. I do not have linear weight loss.
Yeah. The mantra now that I've adopted from you and Lydia, really, Kim, is just stay the course. Just be patient. Yeah. I'm accepting that, you know, my goal weight now, guys, I got a few. I want to see 199. I want to see 199. Wonderland is a big effing deal.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I want to see 175. Yes. And then I will be so happy if I can't even remember the last time I said 150.
Yeah.
Wow. Like I'd just be at peace. I'd be like, I'm not skinny. People are still going to probably call me fat, but I'm going to be naked. yourself in an apron, titties out, naked.
I love it. I'm expecting a kitchen photo shoot with just an apron on.
Yeah.
I'm expecting that.
I might all purple, right?
Yes.
Guys, this, I don't take Advil. Yeah. But the thing that I also know, like my own mother was like, Kelly Clarkson, there's no way she took gummies. There's this thing, she took these gummies. My mother's like, she took those gummies. There's no way. I mean, are we all in agreement that Kelly is on some shit and just doesn't want to talk about it?
I love Kelly very much. And I hope that she is because I hope she feels good.
Yeah.
She looks amazing. So
I can't buy. I just
think that she needs to be on doctor. Something.
I think Kelly was struggling and clearly needed some help. Then I hope she got it.
Yeah.
I love Kelly. She's like,
I read the article.
Her business, but yeah, I feel like
I just started listening to my doctor.
I get it. Kelly. Okay. Well, maybe her doctor said the right things. You know what I mean?
But, Maybe the doctor
well,
said
those little yeah. Key phrases that yeah. we that are on the meds kind of pick up. We're like, yeah, okay, uh-huh, got yeah. it. Mm-hmm.
And I don't take
Advil. Balancing my hormones. Yeah.
You are. Oh, yeah, the hormones.
I don't take Advil, but I am 100% sure of what my life's been like in a big body. Mm-hmm. I also am in commercials and in the media, and I have experienced the last year, especially the most vile and disgusting bullying online to my personal website, in my DMs. If I showed you some of the screenshots, yeah. mm-hmm. you wouldn't believe that human beings can be this disgusting.
Yeah. yeah.
And I can believe it.
I believe it. Now yeah. that I've been on the internet, yeah. People are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm. And it's women, but more it's men. Mm-hmm. And that mother flipping patriarchy of, you know, oh, but you're cool. You're cool with getting all this done and all this done and looking like this. Mm-hmm. And that's not the easy way out. But what right. we're doing now is the easy way out.
Yeah.
None of my weight loss journey has been easy.
No.
None of it.
It's been torture for me.
I agree.
Honestly. Yeah. Bad. Like my whole life I've felt like I look back and I'm like, when I think to myself, I can't go back. I don't think to myself, I can't go back to, you know, being fat. I think I can't go back to living the way I did inside my body, inside my brain, inside my soul, like feeling so trapped and lost and, mm-hmm. you know, and non-normal, you know what I mean? Abnormal. I just can't be that way anymore. That's why I can't.
Do you girls think that you will be on, because I won't lie to you. I pray that I can be on this and lose my weight.
Sure.
And I already, I think I told Lydia or Kim, I am literally burning my entire closet. No, I'm not kidding. It's all getting donated. I don't want one stretchy nor fat size.
Yeah.
I am going to go buy the tightest shit ever. Because, and I told my husband, you're not allowed to let me buy anything with spandex or Lycra or anything, nothing.
Oh my gosh. Pretty much everything has
to fit me right now. They're really tight.
Yeah. They all expand. They all, this
everything spandex like still has to be stretchy though.
Yeah. Yes.
Everything stretchy, still has to be stretchy.
My point is, I have a question for you girls.
Yeah.
My dream is that I will lose my weight, do what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And never, never balloon back up. Do you ladies feel that you will be on this for the rest of your life?
I do. That's a great question. I have always been like this, like in terms of my weight. I was on my first diet, Weight Watchers, at 8 years old. You know what I mean? So I think that what I've learned is that there is no cure for obesity, but this is a really, really good treatment for it. I don't like to say forever, Deanna, because there have been so many medical, like, you know, or just scientific, you know, things that they've found over the past, you know, 10 years, 20 years, especially, but especially over the past, I mean, just think about like Mounjaro. I mean, that's like what the past 5 years, you know, and right. that has been so incredible. And all of the things they're looking at, 1 month treatments, they're looking at medicines that are triple agonists. Like we're on double. All of us here are on double. They're looking at triple agonists. They're looking at like ways to actually like change your genes, so you don't have to do this anymore. So I don't know, like in 10 years, this may look completely different. There may be a cure, right? There may be an actual cure.
Hmm.
And so I think that this is a long-term thing for me. I think it is a long-term commitment for me. But I also know that all I have is today. And it's really difficult for me to think about forever in general, because I think that we all have like this expiration date we don't talk about, you know? And it's not just because of our like disease or anything that's related to our diseases, right? It's just because we do. Right. So I try not to be like, because I don't think anybody wants to be on a medicine forever. I don't want to give myself a shot every day. You know, that's not what I want. I want to just be normal, but I'm not normal. And so like this, there's a certain level of like, I think exception, mm-hmm. like accepting what's going on with me, that I am someone with a disease. It is chronic. This is the treatment that's available for me right now. But in a year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, it could look very different. So I think about just more, it's a long-term commitment. Am I willing to be on this if I can hopefully afford to for the rest of my life if I need it to be able to continue the level of health that I've been able to achieve mentally and physically? Yes. Mm-hmm. So my answer is a little weird, but that's, I learned so much talking to these doctors and these experts about this. And it's just, there's no cure for it. But I will tell you, we've seen, and we can have Dr. Weiss talk about it. He's going to come on.
Right.
We've seen studies where it was like 3/4 of the people gain their weight back, right? And because obesity is chronic, right? And then we've also seen a study that Dr. Weiss actually talked about recently, which was like half the people. And I'm like, I mean, that you never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, but what we have to understand is this is all metabolic. This is all literally out of your control. So there's a certain, but again, like keep in mind, I'm 18 months in. So I've been going through this in my brain about what I want to do in the future for a long time now, you know?
What?
I already take levothyroxine. Okay, Synthroid. I got to take that every single day to keep my thyroid. My thyroid is elevated. Can you imagine? I was a fat girl. I was a big girl. Okay, you know what? I'm still a big girl. It's all right.
It's okay.
With a high metabolism. And yeah. That's some BS. Every time I'm at the doctor, it is some bullshit. I have a high thyroid. I'm supposed to have a high metabolism.
Yeah.
What part of the game is this?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
You.
So I gotta take it every day. Yeah. I wake up an hour before I get up so I can have my coffee when I officially get up. So yeah. I have it in my system for an hour. My husband has to take hydrocortisone every day for his pituitary tumor. Well, it's not there anymore. Yeah. For his recovery. Okay. We got to be on these medications for the rest of our lives. So...
I feel like we need to have a treatment the rest of our lives. Like yeah. Until there's a cure, we need a treatment, but I don't know what the treatment equals. Okay. Like I'm open-minded about it.
With Iveam, the top prescriber of GLP-1 medications. GLP-1s combat cravings, stabilize blood sugar, boost energy, and balance A1C levels for a regulated body and a kick-started weight loss journey. Iveam makes medical weight loss accessible, affordable, and personal. Schedule a free consultation with a medical provider to explore if GLP-1 medications are the right fit for you. Goodbye restrictions. Hello, Iveam. Your path to sustainable weight loss.
Time for a change rooted in lasting evidence-backed wellness. Say goodbye to unsustainable diet culture with Friday's Weight Management Program, a nationwide virtual care platform built to address your biology.
The reason why I started Fridays is that I noticed that patients with obesity are often improperly treated and told to eat less and move more. Well, the science is in, and we now know that obesity is a chronic medical condition like high blood pressure and diabetes, and that there are many factors, including your genetics, that play a role in the development of obesity. We understand this at Fridays, and that's why we make sure to order labs and specific medications that work with you and your biology.
We're revolutionizing weight management, steering clear of weight loss fads, and embracing a scientifically driven approach. Our program charts a path to a healthier you, leveraging evidence-based treatments, nutritional support, and a team of specialized clinicians dedicated to guiding you towards optimal health. We ensure swift appointment scheduling and provide a knowledgeable insurance team for handling prior authorizations for GLP-1 medication. Fridays will also provide safe, compounded GLP-1 medication alternatives with fair and industry-leading pricing. Our eligibility quiz will match you with the provider that corresponds with your medical needs. Go to joinfridays.com to begin your journey to a healthier you today.
you interested in understanding GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro? Then join us on The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, the groundbreaking podcast helping people change their lives one episode at a time. The Plus Sides podcast is a disruptor. We're breaking down barriers, smashing stereotypes, and sharing inspiring stories that'll leave you feeling informed and empowered. Join us every week to learn from doctors who are specialists around GLP-1 medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, or Mounjaro. They'll provide you with science and facts to validate these incredible stories. But that's not all. We'll also bring you the voices of the GLP-1 Mounjaro TikTok community, real people who face the challenges of obesity-related diseases and disorders and discovered the incredible plus sides of GLP-1 medications. Our episodes are filled with heartwarming stories, laughter, and moments of triumph. You'll connect with our amazing community members who are reclaiming their health and experiencing their fullest lives. Are you ready to embark on a journey of discovery and empowerment? Tune in to The Plus Sides, Cracking the Obesity Code, and together we'll change the narrative around obesity and end the stigma. Subscribe now on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform and join our incredible community. Let's celebrate the plus sides of life together, because every story deserves to be heard. Every life deserves to shine, and everyone deserves access to expert knowledge and medication. The Plus Sides Podcast. You're not alone. It's not your fault.